tempo.
Love.
lai lai la lai 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 la lai lai la lai lai la lai 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 la lai lai la lai lai la lai 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 la lai lai lai.
From Shamati. Although the will to receive is necessary, since this is the whole of man, since anything that exists in a person apart from the will to receive does not belong to the creature, but is attributed to the Creator. But the will to receive pleasure should be corrected to being in order to bestow. That is to say, the pleasure and joy which the will to receive takes should be with the intention that there is contentment above when the creatures feel pleasure, for this was the purpose of creation, to benefit his creations. And this is called the joy of the Shekhinah above. For this reason, one must seek advice as to how he can bring contentment above. And certainly, if he receives pleasure, contentment shall be felt above. Therefore, he yearns to always be in the king's palace and to have the ability to play with the king's treasures, and that will certainly cause contentment above. It follows that his entire longing should be only for the sake of the Creator. L'chaim.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, friends. It's awfully early to pretend that I'm actually awake and alert and conscious. The topic of this Shavuot is gratitude, and I could say much, and I probably will. But last night, after the beautiful workshop where we were asked to see the Creator in our tent, in the men sitting at the table with us, the Creator was about five men strong. Last night, as the circles formed, the Creator grew before my eyes and became this large mass. Every one of you was there and are here now. And they asked me to tell something. You know, I can only talk about myself. I'm not that smart. There was a time my life was, the scorecard read zero. And when I look back and realize there was a desire, a prayer went up. I have no idea what it was for something. Why wake up in the morning? Why even bother getting out of bed? It's just a habit. And the next day, I was on the internet. I've been on the internet a long time. And I ran across an old video, Tony Kosinek. What is reality? I love that stuff. I'd seen it before. Great clip, great little video. This time something different happened. At the end of the video, I clicked when it said, if you'd like to know more. And here I stand today, some years later. What has happened to me since I've been here, I think the most important thing, and I'm seeing it and feeling it right now with you friends, there have been a number of great, great brothers who have given me some things, some qualities that I did not possess. They gave me the my identification of who and what I am. They raised me up to become something that I never even imagined being. And it was almost a year from that first lesson to my first Congress. And I came here and experienced with you friends what I had already been receiving from these great brothers. They taught me how to love. They taught me how to really love. They gave me so much of themselves. And I came to that first Congress, and it was, oh my God, so powerful, so strong. I left that day, that Sunday. I was never the same since. It was transformative. And since then, I've been to a few more. And the reason to be here today is very simple. If I have any gratitude at all, I have an obligation, and at the same time, a great joy to return to you each the love that was given to me. This is what we are about. True love. Love without reward. Love with nothing in mind for myself, with no intention of gaining anything whatsoever, but to give of myself whatever is left. L'chaim.
I am.
Illuminate.
Hello, family. I want to share something with you, because you share only with family. When I was a kid, 5 or 6 years old, eventually older people, friends of my family, asked me, who you want to be when you grow up? I told them, I want to be a good man. They laughed at me. They said, what do you mean, good man? I said, I don't know. I want to be a good man. And inside that feeling, at that time, I still remember until now, I had that sensation that I'm going to be a part of the most powerful group in the world. And here I am right now, standing and looking at my brothers and sisters. And I understand all this, it's meant to be. I want to say what I reveal in this Congress was amazing. I want to talk from the center of my group that I was gifted to receive at this Congress. When I came first time to LA Congress, and I saw Rav, I thought, I need to follow him. I need to go to Israel, and only then I can reach the spirituality. But this didn't happen, and now I'm here. And this Congress, the powerful tent I got, showed me what does it mean to annul yourself? And when I was able to do that, my friends, the giant friends, took me to the places I've never been before. I never thought I'm gonna feel everything I felt. And now I understand there is nowhere to go. It's already here. We just need to stand where we are right now and tie us up with our tents and friends. And I want to tell all my friends that I love you very much. You are the most special people in this world. And you were chosen to be one. And from my tent, I love you so much, each one of you. L'chaim, Hamer.
Morning, everybody. Gratitude. I want to say thank you to every one of you, to every single person behind the screen, and to everybody who's going to be watching in the future, this Congress, who's going to be listening. I want to thank the Creator for giving us this opportunity to get together and to unite. I want to thank you. I want to say thanks to all those people behind the screens who we don't see, who's not here next to us connecting, but those people who connecting us, who's behind the screens, who's connecting us through the sounds, videos, to those musicians who's inspiring us with the music and with the songs. I want to say great thanks to those people who participate in the kids program. I want to say great thanks to those who's among us who 8, 9, 10 years ago were in the kids program themselves, and now they're among us. And it's a huge inspiration to us. It's a huge support to us. I want to say thank you to the Creator for shining to us through our wrath. And great thanks to all of you Because as our Rav used to tell us, we have to see Rav in every single one of our Havarim. And I see Rav in every one of you. Thank you for that. L'chaim.
This very day, before a burning bush, a subtle yearning for love, a forbidden fruit. Simply for your journey back, your desire is our lack. To you we call in song and dance. With your help we shall attack. And today we call upon your wisdom, though you are always near. Today we call upon your grace to teach us how to give. And today we call upon your wisdom, though you are always near. Today we call upon your grace. Teach us how to give.
Dear friends, what excitement, what beauty we have between us. There's no end to what's happening. This is a process of renewal. It's ever moving. We're ever moving more towards each other, towards this heart that's being revealed between us.
And now let's think about our 10, all of the tens that are joining us around the world. Let's feel how all of the friends can fit inside of our heart, this one heart that we share. And with joy from this amazing Congress, Let's prepare for the lesson, our last lesson together.